नमस्सर्वेभ्यः अद्य तिङन्तप्रक्रियायाम् अष्टपञ्चाशः पाठः जनवरीमासस्य एकत्रिंशः दिनाङ्कः येनाक्षरसमाम्नायमधिगम्य महेश्वरात् कृत्स्नं व्याकरणं प्रोक्तं तस्मै पाणिनये नमः वाक्यकारं वररुचिं भाष्यकारं पतञ्जलिम् पाणिनिं सूत्रकारञ्च प्रणतोऽस्मि मुनित्रयम्। अदादिगणस्य हलन्तधातूनां प्रक्रिया अधीयमाना अस्ति। गतवर्गे विदधातोः प्रक्रिया अर्थात् स्थगिता, अतः पुनरपि तद्दृष्ट्वा अग्रे सरामः। विदधातुः दकारान्तः, तस्य सामान्यकार्याणि एवं भवन्ति पित्सु प्रत्ययेषु पुगन्तलघुपथस्य च इत्यनेन उपधायाः गुणः भवति वेद् इति। लङ्लकारे सिजभ्यस्तविधिभ्यश्च विद् इति विशिष्य विहितत्वात् झेः नित्यं जुस् आदेशः भवति। लङ्लकारे सिप् प्रत्यये दश्च इति सूत्रेण वा ऋत्वम्। तिप्यनस्तेः दश्च इति सूत्रद्वयं ऋत्वस्य अपवादः। तत्र सकारान्तानां धातूनां तिपिपरे ऋत्वं विकल्प्यते, दकारान्तानामपि धातूनां सिपिपरे ऋत्वं विकल्प्यते। अतः तिपि रूपद्वयम् अवेत् अवेद् इति, सिपि रूपत्रयं ऋत्वे सति विसर्गे कृते अवेः इति एकं रूपम्, अवेत् अवेद् इति रूपद्वयम्। एवम् आहत्य रूपत्रयं सिप्रत्यये सम्भवति। एतानि रूपाणि पित्सु प्रत्ययेषु गुणः सन्धिस्तु भवति खरि च इत्यनेन, वेत्ति वेत्सि वेद्मि वेत्तु वेदानि वेदाव वेदाम इत्यादि। लङ्लकारे सिजभ्यस्तविधिभ्यश्च इत्यनेन झेः जुस् अविदुः, अवेत् अवेद् अवित्ताम् अविदुः। सिपि रूपत्रयं गुणे प्रत्ययलोपे ऋत्वे पक्षे चर्त्वे अवेत् अवेद् अवेः इति रूपत्रयं भवति। तिप्रत्यये तु रूपद्वयम्। एतानि रूपाणि गतवर्गे दृष्टानि। वेत्ति वित्तः विदन्ति, वेत्सि वित्तः वित्त, वेद्मि विद्वः विद्मः, वेत्तु वित्तात् वित्तां विदन्तु, विद्धि वित्तात् वित्तं वित्त, वेदानि वेदाव वेदाम, अवेत् अवेद् अवित्ताम् अविदुः, अवेत् अवेद् अवेः अवित्तम् अवित्त, अवेदम् अविद्व अविद्म, विद्याद् विद्याताम् विद्युः, विद्याः विद्यातम् विद्यात, विद्याम् विद्याव विद्याम इति विदधातोः सामान्यतः लट्लकारे रूपाणि। किन्तु विशेषद्वयम् वर्तते। विदो लटो वा इति सूत्रेण विदधातोः परस्य लट्लकारस्य परस्मैपदप्रत्ययानाम् नलादयः आदेशाः विधीयन्ते। एते आदेशाः सामान्यतः लिट्लकारे सर्वेभ्यः धातुभ्यः भवन्ति। लट्लकारे ब्रूधातोः ब्रोः पञ्चानाम् आदितः इत्युक्त्वा पञ्चप्रत्ययानां तिप्तस्थि सिप्थस् इत्येतेषां नल् अथुस् उस्थल् अथुस् इत्येते आदेशाः विहिताः ब्रूधातोः प्रकृतेश्च आह् इत्यादेशः। अतः आह आहतुः आहुः, आत्थ आहतुः इति रूपपञ्चकं ब्रूधातोः सिद्धम्। विदुधातोस्तु सर्वेषां परस्मैपदप्रत्ययानां लट्लकारे अर्थात् नवानामपि प्रत्ययानाम् एते आदेशाः अनेन सूत्रेण विधीयन्ते। विदः परस्य लट्लकारस्य परस्मैपदानां नलादयः विकल्पेन भवन्ति। विद् ति तिपः स्थाने नल्, पित्वात् लघुपदगुणः वेद इति रूपम्। एवं नवरूपाणि, सो इन् अडिशन् टु वेत्ति वित्तः विदन्ति, वि आल्सो हाव् वेद विदतुः विदुः, वेत्थ विदथुः विद वेद विद्व विद्म इति नवरूपाणि अपि भवन्ति लट्लकारे विदधातोः। द्वितीयः विशेषः विदाङ्कुर्वन्ति इत्यन्यतरस्याम् इति सूत्रम्। विदाङ्कुर्वन्तु इति अन्यतरस्याम् इति त्रीणि पदानि। सो इदं निपातनं विदाङ्कुर्वन्तु इति सिद्धं रूपं निपातयति पाणिनिः। विदाङ्कुर्वन्तु इत्येतद् अन्यतरस्याम् अर्थात् विकल्पेन निपात्यते। सिद्धप्रक्रियस्य निर्देशः निपातनम्। सो निपातनम् इस् वेर् पाणिनि गिव्स् अ रेडिमेड् फार्म् इन्स्टेड् आफ् द नार्मल् कोर्स् फार् द सूत्र इस् इट् विल् इण्डिकेट् वट् इस् द चेञ्ज् टु बि डन् से रिप्लेस् दिस् वित् दट् आर् एड् दिस् अण्ड् सो आन्। But in this, in some particular cases, what he does is he directly gives the ready-made form, so that all steps required for generating that form are to be, derived from the same sutra. You can generally, the rule is a single sutra will perform a single karya. You cannot perform multiple karyas with sutras normally, but in this particular case. Wherever there is a nipatana, multiple steps can be performed using the same sutra. Okay. So here he gives vidankurvantu ittin anyatarasyam. So the what are the karyas he is giving here? There is am. Okay. Vidankurvantu, you should, the general idea of what is the karyas is derived from the litlakara. If you have dhatus like edh, in litlakara we have forms like edhamasa, edhambabhuva and edhanchakara. The dhatu gets am. Okay? In litlakara there is am added as a pratyaya to the dhatu. After that am, we add the litlakara forms of asti, bhavati and karoti. Okay, three dhatus, asu, bhu and kr. So, chakara, chakratuhu, chakruhu. So, these forms are added to the dhatu, the amanta dhatu. So, you have edhan chakara, edhan chakratuhu, edhan chakruhu and so on. Similarly, you can also add the forms of bhu. So, you'll have edham, babhuva, babhuvatuhu, babhuvuhu. So, edham babhuva, edham babhuvatuhu, edham babhuvuhu. Also with asu. So, these three are called the anuprayoga. Okay, krincha anuprayujyate liti iti sutrena. Dhatubhyaha am vidhiyate. And etesham krubhvastinam anuprayogascha vidhiyate. Okay, the original lakara on the dhatu is also deleted. So in this particular case, those steps are repeated for this dhatu. Vete hai lot lakare am. Am iti pratyayaha vidhiyate. Gunasya abhavaha. So vidhi should actually have Pugantalaghupadhasya. Since am is an ardhadhatuka pratyaya, there should be actually guna, pugantalaghupadhasya. Kintu gunasya abhavaha, since he says vidam kurvantu and not vedam kurvantu, gunasya abhavaha, lotaha luk, the lotlakara on the dhatu is deleted, lodanta karotyanu prayogascha va nipatyate. So also the anuprayoga of kru dhatu in the lodanta, that is the lotlakara forms of kru dhatu, all these karyas are given by the same sutra. Okay, even though he just says vidankurvantu ityanyatarasyam, we have all these karyas being performed by the same sutra. And also it is not only for the form, even though he says vidankurvantu, which is the bahuvachana form, because of this iti, if it was just vidankurvantu, he would have said vidankurvantvanyatarasyam. because of the samarthya of this iti, it is applied for all Purusha and Vachanas. That is, in Lot Lakara, there are two sets of forms. One is the usual Vetu Vitta Tvittam Vidantu, Vidhi Vitta Tvittam Vitta, Vedani Vedava Vedama. So there is the other set of forms with the forms of Kr, as in Vidankarotu, Vidankurutat, Vidankurutam, Vidankurvantu. Kuru Kurutat Kurutam Kuruta Karavani Karavava Karavama. So the whole set is repeated for Lot. Okay. So Purusha Vachane Na Vivakshite. So in Vidankurvantu, the specific Purusha, which is Prathama Purusha and Bahuvachana, is not intended. These karyas, the arm, the gunabhava, look of Lot and Anuprayoga will apply for all Purushas and Vachanas of this dhatu. Okay. So you have vid, lot, and then the prakriya will be like this. So you have lot lakara. So when followed by lot, we add arm, vid, arm, lot, and then vid, arm. The lot lakara is deleted. Lotaha, look. There is no guna. You have vidam, and then we add kr, lot. That is the lodanta karotyanu prayoga. The anuprayoga of kru dhatu ending in lot. Okay. So from these you will get the forms vidang karotu, kurutat, kurutam, kurvantu, the whole set of it. Okay. Just one moment, I'll be back. So, this is the Vidankurvanti Tyanyatarasyam. There are two questions related to it. First question is, how does Iti give this instruction? That is, Iti Shabdat Purushavachanena Vivakshite. It does not exactly say anything, but it is Vyartha. I mean, if it was only for the form Vidankurvantu, it doesn't make any sense to have iti, because in all sutras where there is nipatana, he just gives the form ready made. Kshaya jayau shakyarthe. So there's kshaya and jaya. So everywhere we know that it is the ready made form. So that extra iti is basically not useful if it is only for that form. So the Vyakhyanas, they have interpreted it as it's just iti is just an indicator, like this. Okay, like the form Vidankurvantu. So the other forms for lot can be interpolated. So because of that, and of course based on the prayogas, they have done the interpolation for all purushas and vachanas of the dhatu. And the second question, why the lot abhava and then we add it back again with kridhatu? Couldn't we more easily retain the lot? See, the problem is, I mean, if we retain this lot is the one which is added to vidadhatu. Okay, the vidaha vihitaha lot. That always matters for the anga. What is it with which you are adding the lot? Okay. So if there is a karya, any anga karya, it will apply to the anga. So whenever we are deciding the anga, it is very important to know to what you are adding that pratyaya. So the if we retain the lot on vidha, the anga would be the whole vidam kr, which will make a difference. But in the second case, what we are adding is the lot lakara, which is added to the kr dhatu and not to vidha. So this part does not participate in any anga karya at all. Say for example, you are doing a dvitva. If it is for the lot lakara which is added to vidha and this whole thing is the anga, what will you double for the form? So the whole or the prathama ekaj of v would have to be doubled. But this lot is added to kr. Okay, so the anuprayoga of lodanta karoti, which means that it is only kr which is the anga. And that is why you can get the form of chakara. Otherwise, you cannot derive chakara because the anga, if this lot is the same lot as the one which is added to vidhu, by yasmat pratyaya vidhastanari pratyayangam, the vidhu will still be part of the anga, whatever added in between. We know that the anga is to what the pratyaya is added and everything that comes in between. So this whole vidam kru would have to be the anga for lot, which makes a difference in every step of the anga karya. So that is why we delete the lot on vidhu and then we add the new lot which is on karoti and not on vidhu. Okay. Any other questions regarding this?
I think the sutra Ami just deletes it anyway, right?
Amaha, yes. Amaha parasya litaha luk. That gives it only for lit lakara. So for lot we don't have, I mean we generally don't have arm also. So that also has to be from this sutra only.
So is that possibly considered to be a jnapaka?
Jnapaka, we apply that term strictly where the same thing can be applied everywhere, elsewhere also. I mean it is like wherever you have iti, it is some such thing. A jnapaka is always you are deriving a general rule which can be applied to other cases. Okay. So in this particular case, we just say samarthya. So there is a difference between being jnapaka and just samarthya. Samarthya is just it being here will make or cause some effect here and nowhere else. Whereas a jnapaka is where, say for example, supting antam padam. So the antagrahana there is a jnapaka that elsewhere there is a pratyagrahane tadantagrahanam nasti. So anywhere if you are taking just the pratyaya, you will not take tadanta. So that is why he is adding the thing anta here. I mean, I'm sorry if I just quoted it offhand. I'm not sure if you're familiar with it. So supting antam padam is the sutra where the anta, why does he add anta? If you just say supting, Generally, pratyagrahane tadanta grahyaha. Wherever we are talking about pratyayas, we always take tadantas. Okay. So if we had just said supting padam, we would anyway take it as subantam tingantam padasamyam bhavati. Why that anta? So because that anta is there, we say that we derive a paribhasha saying samnya vidhau pratyagrahane tadanta grahanam nasti. If it is a samnya vidhi, in defining a samnya, if he is giving a pratyaya, it is only for the pratyaya and not for tadanta. Okay, that is the antagrahanam nyapakam. So the antagrahana here serves the purpose of reminding that in other cases where Panini tells only a pratyaya, we take only the pratyaya and not tadanta. Say for example, if he says taraptamapaugaha, the gha samnya will apply only to the tarap pratyaya and not to the tarabanta. Similarly, tamapratyaya. So that is how a jnapaka works. Jnapaka works by, there is something here which serves the purpose of indicating something elsewhere. Whereas in this case, the iti here just indicates that this sutra has a more meaning than just giving that one form. We apply it only here and not to other sutras. So you cannot term this as a jnapaka.
Thank you.
I think Bhaini has summarized the four karyas that iti is doing.
Mm.
He says that first, arm is being prescribed for in load for vidhu.
Yes.
Then guna abhava.
Yes.
Then lot look, then kri anuprayajite.
Yes,
so
sir.
Four things he says has been done by iti.
Yeah, all these are given optionally. Yes. So loti arm, the arm for lot, and then the guna bhava, the absence of guna for vidadhatu. Guna should have been here normally, but there is no guna. And then lotaha look, the deletion of the lot on vidadhatu. And then lodanta karotyanu prayogaha, adding the kru dhatu along with the lot lakara on the dhatu. So all these are performed by the same sutra. Okay. So this will be the prakriya. Once you do kru lot, we do the forms as in kru lot, whatever we have already derived, karvatu kurutat kurutam kuruvantu. So all those forms are derived. So vidadhatu in lat lakara has two sets of forms. Vetti vittaha vidanti, vetsi vittaha vittha, vedmi vidvaha vidmaha. So, veda vidatuhu viduhu, vetha vidatuhu vida, veda vidva vidma. Okay, this is because of vidolatova. Similarly, in lot lakara, there are two sets of forms. One is the usual, vetu vitta vittam vidantu, vidhi vitta vittam vitta, vedani vedava vedama. The other set is with krudhatu. So, vidang karotu, vidang kurutat, vidang kurutam, vidang kurvantu, vidang kuru, vidang kurutat, vidang kurutam, vidang kuruta, vidang karavani, vidang karavava, vidang karavama. Iti. So, two sets of forms in lot because of the sutra vidang kurvantu ityanyatarasyam. Okay. Any questions?
So, Swamiji, why do we call it a nipata if we get so many forms?
Sorry?
Why is it a nipata if we get so many forms?
So, no, nipatana like, means a ready-made form. It's not just, nipatana need not be a single form. So, the main feature of nipatana is that multiple karyas are combined into the same sutra. Without giving, he did not create four different sutras. As we discussed, there are four things that are being performed here. One is you are adding the lot lakara. The lot lakara, of course, is there.
Yeah.
So the arm on the lot. So the addition of arm, the prohibition of guna, the deletion of that arm, and then adding the anuprayoga of kru. So, if he goes by the normal route, he would have to create four sutras for this in a series.
You mean of load, not of arm, right?
The arm, not the load, sorry. You can add the load, the arm. Adding arm and then...
load, right?
Yeah, removing load. Adding arm, preventing guna, removing the load, and then adding the kru with load. So, four steps, he would have to create four different sutras. He is combining that all into one as a nipatana.
So, I must be confusing that a nipata would be an avyaya, but not necessarily.
Nipata and nipatana are two totally different things. Nipata is pragrishwaran nipataha. It is a samnya applying to all particles in that adhikara. So nipatanam, nipatanam is the process where Panini gives siddha prakriyasya nirdeshaha nipatanam. So nipatana is the process where Panini gives a ready-made form in a sutra rather than the steps.
Oh, good. Well, we cleared that up then, because then that's where my confusion is.
I mean, it's always that everybody gets confused with nipata and nipatana. They are two totally different things. So nipatana is not a technical term. I mean, Panini never uses the term nipatana. It is a term which is used by later vyakaranas to refer to such things. Whereas nipata is a samnya defined by Panini in the adhikara pragrishwaran nipataha.
Okay, I'm glad I got that cleared up. Good, thank you.
Rao Mahodaya?
Yeah. I have a question. When you said the load is removed and arm comes in place, your intention is to say that a single adesha like arm replaces all the nine load pratyas?
No, arm does not replace the pratyaya at all. If you look at the form, arm is a different pratyaya. There is lot. When followed by lot, arm is added to the vidadhatu. Arm does not replace lot. If it replaces lot, it will get the properties of lakara, which is not intended at all. Arm does not replace lot. Arm is another thing which is added to the dhatu when followed by lot. And then the lot is deleted.
All the nine pratyas are deleted.
Yeah, the lot lakara itself is deleted, so you don't replace it with the pratyayas.
Okay, my understanding was right, except that now when it is a replacement, the sthanivad bhava will come in.
Yeah, it is not a replacement. It is not.
Right, it's not a replacement. It is added and then lot is...
Arm is a different pratyaya by itself. I mean, it also comes under pratyaya adhikara. So it is a different pratyaya. It's like a vikarana pratyaya. You are adding shap when followed by lot. So they are adding arm when followed by lot. So it's a different pratyaya, not a replacement.
Okay, got it. Thank you.
Meenakshi?
What is the use of creating to double different group?
Usage. Both are used. That's all. Prayoga sharanaha vayakaranaha. Both the forms are in use. That's it. I mean, instead of vidantu, there is vidankurvantu. Iti prayogaha asti, ataha sadhaniyaha.
Especially for this dhatu.
Exactly. I mean, both forms are seen. See, always it is usage which drives grammar. Okay. So, these have been in use, this alternate form. So, he makes a way to derive it. That's all.
Thank you.
Yes. So always, I mean, it's not like Panini created two sets of forms. He did not. Panini has not created any form at all. He has only given ways to derive forms which are already in use. Okay. So both kinds are in use. So he has to find a way to fit in both. That's his problem. So it's always, I mean, that is one thing which as Vyakaranas we should remember, because, I mean, that's a general question which every student will always ask you, why did Panini make it so difficult with so many forms? Panini did not. He did not create a single form anew. All he did was, what are the forms which are already in use? He is just trying to find a way to fit them into a framework of rules. Okay, it is not that Panini created the two sets of forms. No. So shall we move ahead? Okay, so the third thing to do with the vidudhatu, we've always talked about, you know, the pada nirnaya, how to decide the pada for a dhatu. So there are, by default, you have the anudattangita atmane padam bhava karmanohu. So two things which define atmane pada. One is if the dhatu has anudatta it or nit, then we add the atmanepara pratyayas. In bhave or karmani prayoga, for all dhatus, we add atmanepada. Svaritanyitaha kartrabhipraye kriyaphale. If the dhatu is svaritet or nit, we call them ubhayapadans. We can add either atmanepada or parasmaipada. Similarly, nichascha, if it is nijanta, we can add either parasmaipada or atmanepada. Sheshat Kartari Parasmaipadam. For the rest, in Kartari Prayoga, it is Parasmaipadam. That is the normal Vyavastha for Dhatus. However, that whole Pada, the Prathamadhyaya, Tritiya Pada of Dashtadhyayi, deals with Pada. For many Dhatus, the normal Pada will vary. There are two Nimittas for this. One is Upasarga, the other is Artha. If there is a particular Upasarga, there might be a change in Pada. Say for example, Jayati is Parasmaipadi, but Vijayate or Parajayate is Atmanepadi. Okay. So the change in Pada is because of the Upasarga. There are also cases where in particular meanings, the Dhatu might have a different Pada. For example, Tishtati, the normal Sthadhatu is Parasmaipadi, but in specific meanings, it becomes Atmanepadi, as in Tishtate is also there. So either Upasarga or meaning or both, in some cases a combination of Upasarga with meaning can modify the Pada of a Dhatu. Okay? So if when we are dealing with plain Dhatus, we normally follow the those five general rules. But whenever there is an Upasarga, you should always go back to that Pada of the Ashtadhyayi. So there is an example with Vida Dhatu. Before that, there is another question. Yes, Rav Mohore.
Yeah. In continuation of my last question, yes, Aam comes as a Pratyaya after Vid, and then you remove all the load is completely removed. But then you add crew and bring the load back.
It's not, I think I answered this question. It is not bringing the load back. See, having the load on Vididhatu and having the load on Krudhatu is two totally different things. The first load was on Vididhatu. The second load is on Krudhatu. So the Anga varies. For the first load, the Vidu is the Anga. Whereas for the second lot, kr is the anga because it has been added to kr dhatu. So that is why it's not like bringing back the lot. It's a totally different lot on a different dhatu. You are just adding that on to this pratyaya vidam. To this shabda.
So what you are saying that after removing the lot pratyas after adding am for the little akara. You have to have either a crew or bhu or us, and then you add crew, and because it is a lot lakara, the crew has to undergo the same lot lakara prakriya.
The sutra says lodanta karotyanu prayogaha. You are adding anuprayoga is always, you are adding on. It's like vidam remains a constant. You are just adding kru plus lot to this vidam. So this lot this kru plus lot, the lot lakara can be replaced. It is the normal prakriya for kru dhatu. So you just do whatever you do with kru dhatu, you get all the forms of kru dhatu. The vidam is a constant. To this vidam, we are adding kru plus lot. So in kru plus lot, whatever is the forms we get, we just get it. That's all.
No, my point is that crew just it could have been just vidam plus crew, but because it is under lot lakara, crew has to undergo the same lot lakara prakriya, and then that's why you bring in the lot crew plus lot. Is that the reason?
No, you cannot. What will you do with just crew? If you add just kru, what is the point? And then you will have to add all the lakaras. The adding is on not just kru. You are adding kru plus lot to this. You are not adding...
Oh, you are adding kru plus lot, not just kru.
Yes, lodanta karotyanu prayogaha. You are adding kru...
Can you go back to the sutra again, please?
See. Loti am gunabhavaha lotahalu kru lodanta karotyanu prayogaha. You are adding kru along with the lot, not just kru.
Kru lodanta karotyanu prayogasya vanipatyate. So lodanta. Oh, okay. You, for kru, you are adding lodanta after the kru. That's right. Is that the meaning?
Yeah, kru with ending in lot. So you add kru plus lot to vidam.
Okay. Okay, I got it. No, thank you.
So, samo gamirichi prachisvaratyartishru vidibhyaha. Okay, this is a sutra. Actually, the original sutra was only samo gamirichi bhyam. That is how, even now, the traditional dhatu path has list this sutra. The prachisvaratyartishru vidibhyaha are given by the vartika. Okay. So, but in later versions of the Ashtadhyayi, we find that this has been added on to the sutra itself. So, if you have some versions of Ashtadhyayi, will not give this sutra as this. They will just give it as Samo Gamirichibhyam and then the rest is Avartika. But I mean, it's like Ashtadhyayi sutra itself has been modified in later versions so that these dhatus have been added on to the sutra. So, Samaha is Panchami. Gami, Ritchi, Prachi, Swarati, Arti, Shru, Vidi. All these are the dhatus. So, Samah Paresham, Sam Upasarga, followed by any of these dhatus. So, on these, there is Atmanepadam. Atmanepadam iti anuvartate, Akarmakat ityapi anuvartate. Sampurvebhyaha, Gamyadibhyaha, Akarmakebhyaha, Atmanepadam Syat. Okay. So, the condition says that these dhatus will become Atmanepadins. That is, Atmanepada Pratyayas are added to these dhatus when they are preceded by the Upasarga Sam and they are Akarmakas in the sense of Akarmaka. Okay. So, tada Atmanepada Pratyayaha Bhavanti. So, in this list you also find Vid. Yeah, that is why. Say Sangachate. Sangachadvam. Samvadadvam. So you have the Sangachadvam is Atmanepada. Gachati is Parasmaipada and it is a Sakarmaka. But when we add the this one, Sangachate, it is an Akarmaka you say. Sangachate means it fits. It does not mean to go somewhere well. Kutapi Griham Samyak Gachati Ityarthe Sangachate Iti Prayogaha Na. Okay, in that case, you would still have to say, if you have a prayoga like that, Sangachati. Samyak ityarthe yadi sakarmakasya gamadhatoho prayogaha, tarhi atmanepadam na bhavati. Akarmakasya gamadhatoho sampurvakasya prayogaha sangachate. So, the meaning is totally different. It just means it fits or it is well, this one. So, sangachate. So, similarly for the other dhatus, rich, prich, and swarati, arti, arti is r dhatu, shru dhatu, and vid dhatu. Okay. So, this vid dhatu, when preceded by the upasarga, sam, it becomes atmanepadi. That is, it gets the atmanepada pratyayas. So, what happens when there is an atmanepada pratyaya? There is a difference in prakriya. That is why this is specifically mentioned. Vetter Vibhasha iti sutramasti. This is in the series of Jhontaha, Adabhyastad, Atmanepadeshwanataha, Shingo Rut, Vetter Vibhasha. If you remember, Shingaha Rut. For Shing Dhatu, the Adadesha, Shete, Shayate, Sherape. Okay. So, Sherape, the Repa there is because of the Rudagama for the Adadesha following the Shingdhatu. So, Shetam, Shayatam, Sheratam. Sarvatra Rudagamaha. Vetehe Vibhasha. Vidudhatostu Vikalpena Rudagamaha Bhavati. So, Ruta Jaha At. Jhakarasya Sthane Yaha Adadeshaha. Tasya Rudagamaha Bhavati Vikalpena. Vetteha angat parasya jhadeshasya ataha rut agamaha va syat. So, adhyanta utakito vityanena adhyavayavaha. So, you have samvid ate jha pratyaha atmanepadeshvanataha vityanena adadeshaha titatmanepadanam tere. So, you have samvid ate. So, there is a rudagama. Samvid rate, samvidrate iti ekam rupam, samvidate iti aparam rupam. So as you can see, in these pratyayas, there are two forms. So rate and ate. So rata, atam. Rata, ata. Sarvatra, at. Adadeshasya vikalpena rudagamaha bhavati vetter vibhasha ityanena. So pitsu pratyayeshu gunaha. Okay. So samvitte, samvidate, samvidrate, samvidate, samvitse, samvidate, samvidve, samvide, samvidvahe, samvidmahe, ityadi rupani. Atratu samvedai, samvedavahai, samvedamahai, iti pitsu rupani. So anybody wants to try reciting these forms? Hari Narayanam.
Lang lakara arabhya?
No, from lakta.
Samvitte, samvidade, samvirade,
samvidrate.
Samvidrate, samvidade.
Samvitse, let us say.
Samvitte, samvidade, samvidde. Samvide, samvidvahe, samvidmahe. Idram lot laga raha hai?
Lot.
Lot laga. Samvid, samvidtam, samvidadam, samvid, samvidratam, samvidadam.
Samvidatam.
Samvidatam. Samvidatam. Samvidatam. Samvidtva, samvidadham, samvidvam. Samvedai,
samvedai,
samvedai, samvedavahi, samvedamahi. Asamvitta.
Where do we add the atta? Atta is always added to the dhatu after the upasarga. So it will be samavitta.
Samavitta. Samavitta. Samavitta, samavitatam. Samvidrata.
Samavidrata. Samavidrata.
Samavidrata. Samavidrata.
Samvittaha.
Samavittaha. Samavittaha. Samavidhatam.
Samavidhatam.
Samavidhatam. Samavidhatam. Samavidi, samavidvahi, samavidmahi. Atra,
samvidita,
Samvidhaha, samvidhyatham, samvidhidvam, samvidhiya, samvidhivahi, samvidhimahi.
Yes. So that is one thing we should always remember. Something which everybody makes, slip up in is the langlakara with upasargas. Always the adagama is for the anga, and the anga is just the dhatu. So always if there is a upasarga like sam or pra, the adagama will come after the upasarga, just before the dhatu. So pratishthata, so pratishthate, pra atishthata, so it becomes pratishthata and not apratishthata. Okay, so similarly everywhere, so that's a point which you should remember always. So let's move on. Nakarantaha hana himsagatyoho iti dhatuhu. So what are the normal karyas for this dhatu? Naschapadantasya jhali. So you have hana ti naschapadantasya jhali ityanena anuswaraha and anuswarasya yayi parasavarnaha. So it comes back to nakara, but you should do the anuswara and parasavarna. So hanti ityatra anuswaraha parasavarnaha bhavati. Vishishtani sutrani santi. Anutattopadesha vanati tanotyadinam anunasikalopaha jhali kingiti. Iti sutram. Anutattopadesha vanati tanotyadinam. Iti chashti bhuvachanam. Anunasika lopaha. So, anunasika iti lupta shashti kam padam. We treat it as a different word with the shashti vibhakti which is deleted. There should have been the shashti, but the shashti has been lost. So, such lupta shashti, lupta vibhakti ka nirdesha is seen in many cases in the sutras. Okay. Anunasika lopa looks like one word, but it is not, because I mean interpreting it as one word would lead to difficulties in applying it. So that is why anunasika is treated as a separate word, which should have been in Shashti Vibhakti, but the Vibhakti Pratyaya has been lost. So anunasika is a word. Lopaha iti prathama vibhaktau. Jhali iti saptami. King iti ityapi saptami vibhaktihi. Angadhikaraha. So what does it say for these three? Anunasikantanam anudattopadeshanam. So anunasika is a visheshana to these anudattopadeshas. Those dhatus which have an anudatta swara in their upadesha. So if you look, go back, hana dhatu is anudatta. Okay, hana, the swara which remains, not the it samya letter, the swara which remains in the dhatu is anudatta. So this is anudattopadesha. An anudattopadesha dhatu which is anunasikanta, ending in anunasika, like han or gam. You have gam dhatu which is also anudatta and ending in anunasika. So anunasikantanam anudattopadeshanam. Anudattopadesha is a dhatu which has anudatta swara in its upadesha. Tadrishanam dhatu nam vanatehe vanudhatoho tanotyadinam tanadigane ye dhatavaha anunasikantaha teshamcha angasya lopaha bhavati. Angasya lopaha alontyasya ityanena antimavarnasya lopaha jhaladau kingiti pratyaye. So, apitsu pratyayeshu jhaladishu pareshu lopaha. Say for example, you have gamadhatu and ktva pratyaya. Ktva pratyaya is kit and it is jhaladi because it is starting with t. Now, gama is an anudattopadesha and anunasikanta. Ataha, tasya lope, makarasya lope, gatva iti rupam. Gama, tva becomes gatva. Anudattopadesha iti sutrena makarasya lopaha. Similarly, vanadhatuhu, it is specially told, even though this is anunasikanta, it is not anudattopadesha. It is a udattopadesha. It has udatta swara. That is why it is specially mentioned. So, van tihi. So, this is ktin. Ktin is again kit. And therefore, tasmin pare dhatoho lopaha. So, it becomes vatihi. Okay. Then you have tan. Tanadigane ye dhatavaha anunasikantaha teshamapi lopaha. So, tan tavat. Tavat is ktavatu pratyaya, which is again kit. So, tasmin pare lopaha, so tatavat iti bhavati. Tan ktavatu becomes tatavat. Evam etesham dhatu nam. Three categories of dhatus. One is those dhatus which have an anudatta swara in their upadesha and they are anunasikanta. Second is the vanadhatu and the third is the tanadigana dhatus which are anunasikanta. All these dhatus get lopa when followed by jhaladi kingit. So for now, the anudattopadeshas, which are the anudattopadeshas? You have yama, rama, nama, gama, han, man. So ete shat dhatavaha anudattopadeshaha. These six are the anudattopadeshas. And then the tanadigana, you have tanu, kshanu, kshinu, runu, trunu, krinu, vanu, manu. Eight dhatus. So, eight plus 6 plus 1. So a total of 15 dhatus come under the purview of this sutra. They get the anunasika lopa whenever followed by a jhaladi kingit pratyaya. Okay. So that is one karya for han. So if you have han taha. Okay, taha is jhaladi kingit ataha tasmin pare anunasikasya dhatoho lopaha. So you have hataha. Hanti hataha iti rupam bhavati. Excuse me for just one moment. I'll be back. Okay, let's continue. So, anulattoparesha vanati tanotyadinam anunasikalopaha jhalikingiti iti sutrena hanudhatoho apitsu pratyayeshu pareshu antyasya lopaha dhatoho lopaha arthada antyasya nakarasya lopaha bhavati hanti hataha hansi hataha hatha ityadishu bhavati jhaladau kingiti anunasikalopaha. Do you have a question, Rao Mahoday?
No, I wanted to see if this handatu is to be for the all the lakaras. I wanted to do that. Anyhow, I have a question that is related to this, but not in this context. What is the exact meaning of samsrute?
Of?
Samsrute.
Samsrute.
Yeah. What is the meaning?
I have to check. It's samshrunate, I don't know, actually. I have to see what is the context in it has been used.
Actually, if you remember, one of those, I don't know who wrote it, Tasma Jagrata Jagrataha, the last sloka, samshrunate svapta sandese yavanam kusumasthalam vidya chanchalam ayushyam Tasma Jagrata Jagrataha, that is the sloka.
Can you just send me the shloka by email? So I'll just find out what is the meaning.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. So then, there is one more sutra. Gamahana janakhana ghasam lopaha kinityanangi iti sutram. So, gamahana janakhana ghasam iti Shishti Bahuvachanam Lopaha king iti anangi. We have seen this sutra for this janadhatu in the juhotyadigana. Tatra idam sutram patitam upadhayaha iti anuvartate shashti vibhaktau achi ityapi anuvartate angadhikaraha. Etesham dhatunam angasya upadhayaha lopahasyat ajadau king iti pratyaye. So ajadau king iti pratyaye upadha lopaha. So by in this jhaladau king iti nakarasya lopaha antyasya lopaha ajadau king iti upadhayaha lopaha ityarthaha. So you have jajan ati. So this is what we saw in the juhotyadigana janadhatuhu. Tatra ati iti ajadi pratyayaha tasmin pare upadhayaha akarasya lope jagnyati iti rupam bhavati. Atrapi han anti etyasti tasmin pare h n anti akarasya lopaha. So you have h n anti upadhayaha lopaha. So hanadhatoho apitsu pratyayeshu jhaladau pratyaye pare nakara lopaha bhavati purva sutrena anudattopadesha iti sutrena ajadau pratyaye pare upadhayaha akarasya lopaha bhavati gamahana janakhana ghasam lopaha iti sutrena. And once we remove the akara, you have h plus n tada hohanter ninneshu iti sutram haha iti shashthi ekavachanam hantehe ityapi shashthi ninneshu iti saptami bahuvachanam nyu n it nyutu nit neshu nakareshu ku iti anuvartate prathamantam angadhikaraha hante rangasya hakarasya kutvam syat. So there is kutva for hakara, nyiti niti nakarecha pare. When it is followed by a nyit pratyaya, anit pratyaya or nakara. That is, once you remove the upadha, there is direct nakara. So tatra kutvam bhavati. Kutvam ityanena ku iti kavargaha. Ka kha ga gha nga. Kaha bhavati ghakaraha. Hakarasya sthane sarvada varga chaturthaha eva adeshaha. Because hakara is hash mridu vyanjana. So the first two are eliminated. Ka and kha are khar. So they are eliminated. You have ga, gha, nga. Hakara is mahaprana. And therefore the mahaprana ghakara. Always for hakara and adesha will be varga chaturtha. So here ghakara. So you have hana, nich. Nich is nit. So it becomes ghatayati. So ghakaraha bhavati. So hana, ghany. So tatrapi ghataha hakarasya kutvam. So h n anti. So this is our current case. Ajadau kingiti pratyaye pare gamahana janakhana ghasam lopaha ityanena upadha lopaha nakare pare hakarasya kutve ghananti hanti hataha ghananti iti rupam. Okay. So there is one more sutra for hanti. Hanter jaha iti sutram. Hantehe iti shashti. Jaha iti prathama. Hau iti anuvartate saptamyantam. Hantehe angasya ja adeshahasyat hau pare. When followed by the hi, lotlakara madhyam purusha ekavachana, the hi, you get ja as the adesha for han. Ja is anekaltvat sarvadeshaha. It replaces han completely. So you have han, hi. So han is replaced by ja. So it becomes jahi. So if you look at the karyas for hanadhatu, haladau piti kimapi angakaryam nasti anuswaraha parasavarnascha bhavati. So you have nashchapadantasya jhali and anuswarasya yi parasavarnaha. Ajadau piti kimapi karyam na bhavati han ityeva bhavati. Jhaladau apiti. So apitsu pratyayeshu jhaladishu pareshu anudattopadesha vanatitanotyadinam anunasika lopaha jhalikingiti ityanena nakarasya lopaha. So you have hataha hathaha, hatha ityadi. Ajadav apiti gamahana janakhanathasam lopaha ityanena upadha lopaha upadha lope krite hohante ninneshu iti kutvam. So you get ghn, ghnanti, ghnantu ityadi. How hipratyaye pare hanter jaha ityanena ja ityadeshah bhavati. Look at this. So in the pit pratyayas, you don't have anything. It is just anuswara and parasavarana. Apitsu pratyayeshu jhaladishu. If it is starting with jhal, there is nalopa. So you get ha, hataha, hataha, hatha, ahatam, ityadi. Hi pratyaye pare jadeshah. So you have jahi. Ajadi apit pratyaye pare upadhalopaha. Kutvamcha, ataha ghn, ghnanti, ghnantu, aghnan, ityetani, rupani. So in langrakara you have ahan, t, halnyabhyo dirghatsutisya praktam halayityanena pratyayalopaha. So you have ahan, ahan, ahatam, aghnan, ahan, ahatam, ahata, ahanam, ahanva, ahanma, ityetani, rupani, bhavanti. Yes, Rao Mahone.
Yeah. Hanti, hataha, gnanti, hansi,
hamsi, hataha. Hamsi. There is anuswara there because there is no parasavarna because it is not yanya.
Okay. Gnanti,
hamsi.
There is parasavarna there?
No parasavarna, just anuswara. Hamsi.
So, hamsi.
Hmm.
Hataha, hatha, han, hanmi,
hanmi,
hanvaha, hanmaha.
So hanmi ityatra anuswaraha api na bhavati, parasavarnaha api na, because it is not jhal. So hanmi,
so,
hanvaha, hanmaha.
Hanmi, hanvaha, hanmaha. Hantu, hatat, hatam, grantu. Han, han, jahi, hantat, hantam, hanta,
hatat, hatam,
hata, hatat, hatam, hata, ahan,
hanani,
oh sorry, hanani, hanava, hanama, ahan. Ahatat,
ahatam,
ahatam, agnan, aha,
ahan,
ahan, ahatam, ahata, aham,
ahanam.
Ahanam, ahanva, ahanma, hanyat, hanyatam, hanyuhu, hanyaha, hanyatam, hanyata, hanyam, hanyava, hanyama. Can you please the pit pratyas, the first one is hanti, the second one han, han. Hakara, nakara, ikara, sakara?
Hakara, anuswara. Hakara, anuswara, sakara, ikara. Hamsi. Like hamsa.
Same thing as hammi, same thing?
No, no. There it is a nakara only. Hanmi.
Hanmi. And then that, the other one is hantu. That is nakara. Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Swamiji.
Yes.
Swamiji, here ato hehe will not come because it's abhiyakara. Asitravat abha.
Siddhavadat abha. Yes. I never wanted to go in for Siddhavadat.
Yeah. So,
no, yes.
Come on.
Correct. Yeah. So once you do, the question there is, once you do the jadesha, you have ja, hi. Ja is akaranta. So ato hehe, you have the adanta and adanta rangat parasya hehe luksyat, like what we did in the first gana, bhava or nritya 1, 4, 6, 10. So why should we not apply this one? Okay, so that is this thing for the asiddhavaratrabhat. If you look at these sutras, we have always been having this asiddhavaradhikara. I didn't put it here, but this is in under the asiddhavaratrabhat is an adhikara which extends in the sixth adhyaya, fourth pada. Within the angadhikara, you have the abhiya adhikara. Okay, so from that asiddhavaratrabhat till the end, you have an adhikara which is another asiddha, like the purvatra siddham. You have, as you can see here, asiddhavaratrabhat, this green mark is full for the asiddhavaradhikara. Okay, it extends till here, okay, till the end of the pada. Okay, from 6, 4, 22 asiddhavaratrabhat till the end of the pada, you have an adhikara which is called the asiddhavaradhikara. Okay, so this is the second asiddha. The normal purvatra siddham everybody knows, but this one, the speciality is, the sutratha says abhiye karye kartavye abhiyam karyam asiddham. The asiddhatva is only if two sutras are operating in the same adhikara. Within the same sutras, you have two adhikaras. You apply one of them. You cannot apply another sutra from the same adhikara after that. So, abhiye karye kartavye. After you perform an abhiya karya, if you want to do another abhiya karya based on it, the first karya will be asiddha. So, what we have done here, you have han and he. So at this stage you cannot apply atohehe because it is not adanta. Okay. So then we apply hanterjaha. Hanterjaha is here, right? 6436 under the asiddhavadhikara. So now you have the ja adesha. So now you have ja and he. Okay. Now can we apply the atohehe is a question. So you cannot apply it because that is again atohehe is again within the same adhikara. So atohehe ityanena hehe luki kartavye purvam kritam arthat jadeshah asiddhah. The jadesha is asiddha with reference to atohehe. Okay. It is not a general asiddhatva. It is not for any other sutra. It is only for between two sutras, both of which are operating within the same adhikara, so you have the asiddhatva. That is why once you have applied hanterjaha, you cannot apply atohehe. Okay, so that is one of the purposes of the adhikara asiddhavaratrabhat. Okay.
Absolute brilliance of Panini, I think.
Yes. No, I mean, all asiddhas, it's like, I was just talking the other day, I mean, with computers and with everything, we struggle to even understand. Without even pen and paper, he came up with such a structure which is like infallible, which is like amazing. Okay. So, let's move ahead. So for a change, it will be good to have a very easy dhatu within the adadigana. I mean, for all dhatus in adadigana, almost all dhatus, we keep getting newer sutras. So some dhatu which does not have any karya at all, so it will be nice. Ira gatau kampanecha iti dhatu ho, atmanepadi, because it is anudatte, it is atmanepadi. This is one dhatu which does not have any angakarya or any sandhikarya. You just go on adding the prakriti and pratyaya and you end up with the forms. So, atmanepadi, the forms, there is absolutely nothing anywhere which happens. Okay. So, anybody wants to take this? It's a very easy one. Okay. Yes, Mahadevan, how are
you? Is dhatu letlakaraha.
Hmm.
Kirte Irate, irate. Irhe, irahe, irdhe. Ire, irvahe, irmahe. Lok lakaraha. Irtam, iratam, iratam. Irshva, iratam, irdham. Irai, iravahai, iravahe. Lang lakaraha.
Airta, Adajarina Miti Adagamaha, Atashta Irdhihi, Airta.
Airta, Airatam, Airata. Airta, Airatam, Airdham. Airi, Airmahi, Airmahi. Irita, Iriyatam,
Iriran.
Iriram. Iritaha, Iriyatam, Iridvam. Iriya, Iridvahi, Iridvahi.
Yes. So, there is nothing. The repa is one thing which does not undergo any sandhi normally. So, it remains, retains its form everywhere. Unless it is in the padanta, so repa generally does not undergo any change. And there is also no angakarya here. So, a very simple dhatu. So, next, the shakarantas. There are two dhatus. Vasha kantau iti dhatu. Akara set samyayam vash iti bhavati. I am parasmai padi. Isha aishwarye iti dhatu. Anudattet ataha atmane padi. Taha dhatu dvayam shakarantam. So, shakarantasya ka samanya karyam. Vrashcha bhrasya srajam raja yadaraja bhraja chasham. Okay, as soon as you see a shakara, there is murdhanyadesha by vrashchabhrasya. Okay, so jhali padantecha bhavati. So the forms will resemble something of the mrid dhatu. There is one special thing to remember. Vashadhatu is in the list of grahijya vai vyadhi vashti. Vashti is vasha dhatu. Vichati vrishchati vrichati vidyati naam niti chaityanena apitsu pratyayeshu. Samprasaranam bhavati. As soon as it is nit, nidvad bhava, because of the sarvadhatukam apit, you have the samprasarana. So, vashadhatoho samprasarane krate, vakarasya ukaraha igyana samprasaranam. Yanvarnasya sthane igvarnaha samprasarana samyakaha. Ataha vakarasya sthane ukaraha. So, it becomes u ash. Sarvada samprasarane krate, samprasaranacha ityanena. Purvarupam bhavati, ush iti bhavati. So, vashya becomes ush by samprasarana. So, in the pit pratyayas we have vashya, in the apit pratyayas we have ush. So, after that we apply the shatva, avrashcha bhrasja. So, if you look at the forms, you have all the pit pratyayas, you have vashya. Apitsu pratyayeshu sarvada, ush iti bhavati. So once you have this, this is the anga, you have to do the sandhi karyas. One is the shatva, yatra yatra jhaladihi pratyaha, tatra vrashchabhrasja ityanena shatvam bhavati, kvachit jashtvam bhavati, jhalam jashonte ityanena shakarasya sthane dakaraha jashtvam bhavati, chartvam kharicha ityanena kadachit bhavet, shtutvam shtunashtuhu the t. So you have vash. Ti, vraschadina shatve, vash ti, shtunashtuhu ityanena shtutve, vashti, vashti, ushtaha, ushanti, vash si. Okay? So, adav vraschadina shatvam, so it becomes vash si, shadhoh kasi ityanena katvam, so vakshi, vak si. So, then adesha pratyayoho ityanena shatve krate vakshi. Ushtaha, ushta, vashmi. So since it is not jhal, there is no shatva. Vashmi, vashmi, ushvaha, ushmaha. Iti rupani. Okay. So anybody wants to try this? You Himanshu, Mahalaya.
Thanks. Vashti. Ushtaha. Ushanti. Vakshi. Ushtaha. Ushta. Vashmi. Ushvaha. Ushmaha. Vashtu. Ushtat. Ushtam. Ushantu. Ushdi.
What are the carriers?
Tata, da, dha. Dha and ta and sha. So, shcho, shunam, ushti?
No. So, you have ushidhi. So, first you have to do shantava. This is jhal. So, vrashchabhasja. So, you have ushdhi. Then?
Ta, tha, da, dha. So, ta becomes sto, so, shtu. So, it will become ta, tha, da, dha. So,
ushdhi.
Dhi.
Then?
Ushdhi. Ushdhi.
No. Then? Jhalam, jash, jhashi. So, when followed by the Mahaprana, the shakara gets jashtva. So, the sh becomes da. Uddhi.
Okay.
It is like mriddhi. We did this in Brijadhatu. So, it gets the same. So, first there is ushdhi. Rashtabhasja ityanena prakare ushdhi. Shtunashtuhu itishtutve ushdhi. Jhalam jash jhashi ityanena jashtve uddhi. Uddhi.
Uddhi. Thanks. Sorry.
No.
Ushtam. Ushta.
Ushta.
Ushta. Vashani. Vashava. Vashama. Avash. Avash.
Avash. You have shatva. Because it is padanta.
Padanta. So it will be shash.
Avash.
Avash.
Then dhalam jashonte. So that becomes d, avad. And then vavasane, avat, avad.
Thanks. Ushtam.
Aushtam.
Aushtam.
Yes. I mean, aush. So there is aushtam.
Aushtam. Aushan. Aush.
No.
Aush.
The same as the first one.
Yes.
Pratyaya lopa.
Yes. So it is aush.
Avat, avad.
Avat. Sorry. Avat, avad.
Yes.
Aushtam, aushta. Avasham. Aushva. Aushma. Ushyat. Ushyatam. Ushyuhu. Ushyaha. Ushyatam. Ushyata. Ushyam. Ushyava. Ushyama.
Correct.
Yes.
So if you look at here, so vash, so you have shatva, vashchabhasja, and then shtutva. So it becomes vashti. Vashti, ushtaha. All these orange are there. You have the samprasarana, and then you have the shatva, vashchabhasja, and then shtutva for the pratyaya. So ushtaha, ushtaha, ushta. So here, there is only samprasarana, so ushanti. Vashti, ushtaha, ushanti. So shsi. So you have vashusi. Vrashtabhrasjayati shatvam, shadhokkasiti katvam, vak, and then shatvam, so vakshi, ushtaha ushta, vashmi, vashmi, ushvaha ushmaha, vashtu ushtat ushtam ushantu, uddhi, so samprasaranam bhavati, shatvam, shtutvam, jashtvam, uddhi, ushtat ushtam ushta, vashani, vashava, vashama. So here there is halgyadina lopaha. So then avash, prashtabhrasda iti shatvam. So it becomes avash. Jhalam jashonte iti jashtvam avad. Vavasane iti chartvam avat avad. Aushtam aushan. Avat avad. Aushtam aushta. Avasham aushva aushma. So ushyat ushyatam ushyuhu. Okay.
Swamiji, I had a comment here.
Yes.
I had. See, generally we do that atagama at the lavastha. Here you have to do after samprasarana. If not, you will not get an art and we will not get an artist's avashya.
Correct. So that is why, I mean, there are two views about this one. So in both ways, they will get at the same form. But there is a paksha which says that you do the adagama later. Adagama or adagama at the end. So there is that also. So samprasarana anantaram, samprasarana will overrule. And therefore, because the nimitta is lost, you will have to do it later. Okay. So there is, of course, a lot of discussion over this. When to do the adagama. Okay. I mean, from the times of the Mahabhashya. So
I think this is in paksha of doing it later.
Yes, it looks like it, but I mean, even in the Lavastaya Mata, they will derive the same form. I don't remember the exact argument, but they do get at the same form somehow. Yes, Meenakshi?
Langlakari, Prathama Purusha and Uttama, Madhyama Purusha, the singular form are the same?
Yes.
Avad.
Halanta dhatus, it is the same. Because you remove the pratyaya, so the distinction is lost. Most of the halanta dhatus have the same form in Prathama Purusha and Madhyama Purusha Ekavachana. Except, of course, where you have that Siti dhatu, Rurva and other things. Where there is something specific for Sit. Otherwise, it will be the same form for both of them.
Oh, avad, avad.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. So we'll see the last dhatu for today, the ish dhatu. So there is nothing much here. So the usual, jali padanteja vashchabhasja ityanena shatvam bhavati. There's one more thing. We saw this ida janor dvecha. Idagama, the se and dve. These two pratyayas get an it as an agama for the pratyaya. Okay. In these cases, for the ish dhatu, wherever you have se and dve. So, in lat lakara and in lot lakara, the madhyama purusha ekavachana and bahuvachana forms, they get it as the agama. So, it becomes ishu se, becomes ishu I se, ishishe. Similarly, ishidhve. Ishishe, ishidhve. Similarly, ishishva and ishidhvam. Iti bhavati. Okay. So, as you can see, in these, se, dve, and sva dhvam. In these four cases, there is idagama. So it becomes ishi iti shruyate. So in other cases, it is just the normal ish. Wherever there is jhal, you have the vrashtabhrasya applying to become ish. So ishte, ishate, ishate. Ishishe, ishate, ishidhve. Ishe, ishvahe, ishmahe. Tirupani. So Paul, you want to take this?
Okay, so ishte. Okay, ishte. Ishate, ishate.
Ishate, ishate.
Ishate, ishate. Right, ishate. What am I doing wrong? Am I not pronouncing the E long enough?
Yeah, yes. The E is, okay. It sounds like E.
Yeah, okay. I'm not conscious enough for that. Okay, goes so, ishte, ishte, ish, ish, okay, ishte, ishate, ishate, ishi, ishishe,
ishishe,
ishishe, ishishe, okay, more, I just can't do it, huh? Ishishe, isha, ishate, ishidve. Ishidve. Ishe, ishvahe, ishmahe. Okay. Ishta, ishtam, ishatam, ishatam.
Ishatam, ishatam.
Ishatam, ishatam, ishatam. Ishishva, ishatam, ishitvam. Ishe, ishvahe.
Ishai.
Ishai. Ishai, ishvahai.
Ishavahai.
Oh boy. Ishai, ishavahai, ishamahai. Okay. So then,
Aishta.
Aishta. Aishatam. Aishata. Aishtaha. Aishatam. Aishtvam.
So I have Aishtvam. Salam Jashthashi. Jashtvam.
Aishdvam.
Aishdvam.
Oh, yeah.
Aishdvam.
Aishdvam. Aishdvam. Okay. Aishi. Aishpadi. Aishmahi. Ishita. Ishiyatam. Ishidan. Ishitaha. Ishiyatam. Ishidvam. Ishya, ishino, ishiya, ishivahi, ishimahi.
Right. So this is the ish dhatu. The one thing to remember is this. Ishase and idajanor dvecha, which will give the idagama for this. Okay. So actually, I mean, the construction of these dhatus is sort of very weird. First he says ishahase, ishadhatohu. Se ityasmin pare idagamah bhavati. Then he says ida janoho dhvecha. For ida and jana, dhvecha. Dhve se chakara se dhve ityubhayoho parayoho idagamah bhavati. That is what we get from it. For isha, the idagama should be when it is se. For ida jana, when both se and dhve. But finally, the commentators make it out that for isha dhatu also, dve pare api idagamah bhavati. It actually makes no sense looking at why Panini constructed it this way at all. I mean, from this it appears that he's saying that for isha it is only for se that it is idagama, and for these two it is for both se and dve. But finally we end up doing it for both se and dve for all three dhatus. Isha, ida and jana. Okay, these two dhatus, ida janor dvecha, I don't remember the number, we did it in the last class when we did id. Okay. So, yes, Rao Mohore, Prashna Hastya.
Can you go back to that, that's the table? Okay, here, which are non-colored, that means
there is no
vivachana of all of them, yeah, the white ones. Is it shakara or shakara?
Shakara. Only the talavya. There is no change at all. Because the vashabdhasya applies only if it is jhal or padan.
Yeah. Because I misheard probably, you know, some of the...
No. The uchharana of shakara and shakara, I mean, everywhere it's rather difficult to distinguish. But the shakara is only where there is the green one, where there is jhal. So everywhere else it is the talavya shakara only.
So it is ishate, 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 ishavahe, ishvahe, ishmahe.
Yes. Everywhere it is only talavya.
Talavya, okay. Okay. Yes.
Except the green cases, it's only in the green ones that it is ishte, aishta, aishtaha, aishtam. In dhum, there is sha which gets converted to da. So aidhum. Everywhere else, it is the talavya shakara. Ishate, ishate, ishishe, In Ishifte, the first shakara is talavya, the second one is murdhanya. Ishifte, Ishidve, Ishifva, etc. Okay. So any questions? So we'll stop here. Hopefully in the next class we should be able to complete the... No, this is not the last dhatu. We still have the shakaranta, sakaranta and hakarantas. So three more letters and there is one gana, the rudadi of it. So I don't know. I'm hoping we'll complete this in the next class. And after that we'll have a recap of the what we have done throughout the course, and then that should be the end of the Sarvadhatuka Prakriya. Okay. Yenakshara samam naayam adhigamya maheshwarat kritam vyakaranam proktam tasmai paninaye namaha vakyakaram vararuchim bhashyakaram patanjalim paninim sutrakaram cha pranatosmi munitrayam.
Those are sutras?
Yes. Right. Okay. Isha say and Ira then run out which.
Thank you.